from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
A two-day meeting? Is it a seminar?
What I don't want to hear from any athletes from here on out is, it's just business. When it's always personal.
It's business and personal.
It's always personal. Disrespect. Like, everybody, like, it's okay. Right. We all get, like, it's just business. No, it's literally, when you have gobs of money, it becomes even more personal, I feel like. Everything's insulting.
Oh, man. So, you know, it is personal, it's business, whatever, but nothing has come out of the meeting. We've heard nothing since he met. Ryan Clark broke the news. We're trying to book Ryan Clark, but we broke the news that, hey, Ayuk's on his way to California. He's going back to the Bay. He's going to Santa Clara to go meet with John Lynch and Shanahan. So we got that. So who knows if the downfall is coming for the 49ers? Who the hell knows? But Ayuk, we'll see what happens there. Maybe we'll get some break news about him. But Doug Levy did speak yesterday, right before the NBA draft. There's a lot to go to. But let's start with Klay Thompson. So we're talking about Klay. Doug Levy was asked what Klay wants in the contract.
Yeah, I think on that one, it's just, I think that's kind of like private. Those conversations that take place between myself and his representation, or Klay and whoever it is in our group, like teammates, all that. I think that's just like one that I'd prefer to keep private.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to keep that private. They're not going to tell the world, like, yeah, so we sat down with Klay Thompson and his representatives, and they threw out 3 years, $90 million, and we countered with 2 years, $50 million, and, you know, we're talking about some deals. And said, yeah, they're not going to do that.
In the days before social media, I understand why a press conference on, like, today before free agency, it made sense.
Or the draft.
Yeah, yeah. It made a lot of sense. In this modern 24/7 news cycle where clearly things are happening behind the scenes at a rapid pace and there's reports, some accurate, some completely made up, all over the place, I feel like Dunleavy's in a very difficult position, because everything that is that he, and I'm granting him grace here, everything he says could have truths to it and could be the biggest white lie of all time. Because why would you want to give any information right now? It's lying season, as you said yesterday. Yeah,
it is lying season, and things change in 24 hours.
Up to 5 seconds.
Things become opened up. We don't know who's going to be traded. We don't know who's going to be traded or signed or unsigned. We don't know anything. So things do change. We saw that last year with Jordan Poole. Things change in 2 days. We'll get to that in just a second. Then he asked about the emotions. And if he has to remote emotions when it comes to Klay Thompson, to dealing with Klay Thompson, here's what Dunleavy said.
I think I'm reasonable. I'm rational. That's how I'm always going to operate. But to say, like, a guy like Klay Thompson, who's meant so much to this franchise, to completely strip the emotion away from it, I think that's almost impossible. But, you know, this is a business, and we'll talk through things. We continue to talk through things. And, you know, like I said, we're hopeful, but, you know, we'll see. We got to figure things out.
Got to figure things out.
Gosh, he's in such a tough spot here. It feels like damned if you do, damned if you don't. Your every move you make is going to be scrutinized. You're the guy after the guy. You know, it's just he's in a tough spot.
Well, what about CP3? They have to make a decision, and it's coming. Slumi Lawrence is June 28th. Chris Paul looking for that guaranteed $30 million. Well, here's what Dunleavy said about CP3 status.
I mean, it's close in the sense of it's, I guess, less than a week away now. So it's coming up. You know, we're looking through everything. I think all options are still on the table in terms of keeping Chris. Obviously, there's a scenario where it gets waived. But, you know, those conversations, kind of talking it through with him and his camp, we'll keep that kind of to ourselves. But I'd say, you know, everything's open.
Everything's open. And that's the sense I got from the entire press conference. Is that the Warriors? They're open to any and everything. And literally everything. And you can take that one or two ways. You can say that's a great position to be in because whatever move you make, you feel like it's going to make the team better. Or it can just tell you that, boy, we are stuck. If everything's on the table, which direction do you go in? That's got to be a difficult thing to grasp. Do we go in this direction? Do we go all in? Or do we make some subtle moves? Mm-hmm. Or do we not mess with our future picks or our future assets? But everything's on the table for the Golden State Warriors, Shasky.
So going back to the emotion of Klay Thompson and how much or how little emotion should factor into it, I guess my question to you is, you know, you're very, like, we all have an emotional attachment to all these guys. Like, that is absolutely baked into the product. And it's what makes them so unique, them all staying together. And it's really what separates them and, for example, the Giants right now. There's no emotion on any of the players, it feels like. But in this circumstance with Klay Thompson, how much should emotion quantify into the equation?
A little, because it is one of your main men. You understand how sensitive Klay has been. Last year was rough for him, trying to deal with everything, you know, the role, where he was at as a player, understanding that, man, I'm no longer an all-star. But when you're in a business like this, and you're dealing with multi-millions of dollars, and you got to go out there and build a team, the best team, and you got to sell out, you got to get these tickets off, the emotion shouldn't mess with the negotiations at all. There, I get it. It's Klay Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big boy. He's part of the big three. And we don't know if Draymond and Steph Curry are in the background saying, hey, get this done. Number 11 needs to be here. Nobody's talking about that. We don't know if they're in the background saying, come on, we got to get 11 back. We need him back. We need our splash brother. Because what if they're not? That's another conversation. But when you're dealing with this and you're done leaving, you're Lakeup, you cannot have any emotion in this situation. You cannot make the mistake of giving somebody big-time money. Because if you give Klay money, then it limits you on whatever you can do outside of the roster. And you're the same team. You're the same team. You want to avoid what the Giants are doing. The Giants are the same team for 2023. Different cast of characters, but the same bottom line results. A 500 baseball team, if that. The Warriors, they can make all these moves here, but you don't want to have the same bottom line. The same bottom line would be losing in the play-in game or losing in the first round. Mm. You trying to build a team that can get deeper into the playoffs. So I don't think emotion should be part of the equation. I get why it would, but it shouldn't. And I'm a big Klay fan.
Well, doesn't
but emotion
feel,
should not, it should be subsided here.
So, you're talking about the organization's prerogative, correct?
Yep. Yeah, you said if emotion should be. Yeah.
So now, like, when I look over at Klay Thompson's prerogative, I don't fault either side for feeling any kind of way. Emotion is heavily baked in to, I think, his whole point of view. And I get it. I do. I really get it. But
from the Warriors' standpoint, no, the emotion should. They're dealing with the business. They got to give out the money.
Yeah,
there's some emotion, but,
you feel a sense of loyalty, and you don't want to do wrong. You don't want to alienate one of your all-time legends so that, like, the relationship is irreparable moving forward, right? And everyone, time heals wounds, sure. Right. But, like, look at how long it took Joe Montana to come back around on the Niners.
Yeah, no doubt.
Right? And I'm sure that, you know, in an ideal world, you understand that someone's going to be mad when you make these decisions. But It's how you go about it. And I do believe that, like, how you go about this whole song and dance with Clay is going to speak volumes to, did they connect to him emotionally so that he understood the decision? Because I do think that that matters. Like,
well, I think
this
Steve
is
Kerr,
why we're only offering you X, Y, and Z, and it can't just be emotionless.
Well, yeah, well, emotions are going to be, there's Clay Thompson, right? So there's going to be a little emotion, but you should not make your decision based off of emotions. Yeah. You just don't do Agreed. Business like that. You got to keep the emotions, got to make wise decisions here. You got to check the emotion at the door. Now, when it comes to Clay Thompson and these emotions, it felt like Steve Kerr did everything he could to channel those emotions for Clay Thompson, say, hey, look, this is the deal, and this is why it's not worse. So they worked with him on those emotions. Clay Thompson, sure, is probably like, yeah, I want to be there. I feel a little ticked off. But at the same time, this is why you have your father in your corner, who played the game of basketball, who played in the NBA, who understands the business of the NBA. He's got plenty of teammates, plenty of friends who's been in this league. So I think Clay, at this point, understands what the hell is going on. And the emotions probably now have subsided, which is why y'all followed the Golden State Warriors in the first place off of Instagram and Twitter and all that stuff. Said, you know what? My emotions right now can't handle it. I'll just scrub my page of the Warrior stuff. I'm going to have a free mind and enter this free agency knowing that, hey, I may get a good deal. I may get something that I want, and I'm ready to switch gears. So I think the emotion part has subsided. I think that emotion stuff was playing out in real time during the season, Shasky.
Yeah, I would agree on that. I'm just, look, how you do things does matter to me. Like, right. I just think it does. And so, like, you can go about moving off someone, but, you know, what is the messaging? You know, what was the dialogue like? I do think you need to, like, let people down who are this impactful to your organization, the way you let them down. Like, you can you can make any move you want to make, right? But I do believe these things do matter. And I'm not talking about, like, it matters for a future free agent. No, that's not what I mean. What I'm saying is that at the end of the day, you would hope, and this is very difficult to achieve, you would hope that there can be some form of an amicable split.
Right.
But it just feels like, to me, this is going in a direction where it doesn't feel like it's going to be well received on either end. I think that both are going to be frustrated.
Maybe. But they got to be big boys here.
Yeah.
This is what happens in pro sports. You understand? I don't think there's not going to be, I don't think Clay's the type of person that's going to hold a grudge for many, many years. He may be ticked off initially, and he'll go to the new team, and he'll talk about it. But I think he'll get over it. And when it's time for reunions and banners and numbers getting retired, Clay will be welcome back with open arms. And I think Clay will say, hey, look, we built something great here for 13 years. It's all good. But I'm talking like Clay's going to be gone. But because Brian Getzheiler, he joined Steiny and Guru yesterday, actually Steiny and Evan. Guru was out, and he's a host on SiriusXM NBA radio, contributor at NBA TV. Here's what he had to say about Clay possibly being a casualty of the Warriors trying to get better.
The Warriors doing a little bit of a reload here to try to make one more push in this Steph Draymond era kind of seems like the right thing. And unfortunately, from a financial standpoint, the sacrificial lamb has to be Klay Thompson, just because that money coming off the books allows them the flexibility that they wouldn't have. Even if they go make Klay a deal, that 20 mil is going to keep him in the second apron. Even if and who knows if he's going to take $20 million. So I think this is imminent that the Warriors and Klay Thompson say goodbye. And do I know that the Warriors had a big player? I'm not sure that they do. But this Chris Paul, this option on Chris Paul's contract and the ability to guarantee it is a really nice salary cap slot to be able to move out, stack a deal, and be able to get a more significant player.
Time for the legal.
Oh, okay. All right. That scared me.
Oh, my God.
I prefer Phil while Mike. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and AC1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Don't forget that you can also watch us every day on our YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter streams. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate, not a loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Do not forget the NBA draft is it Wednesday or Wednesday this year or Thursday? Thursday, Friday, or Wednesday, Thursday? Get my days mixed up. NBA draft?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, we don't have a first-round pick, so I'm kind of... I've been emotionally
Wednesday,
detached
Thursday.
When it comes
Wednesday
to that.
Until the draft starts tomorrow. Gosh, I thought it was Thursday, Friday. Usually on Thursdays. All right, NBA draft is tomorrow. It's tomorrow. First round starts at 5 p.m. tomorrow. And the second round begins at 1 p.m. on Thursday.
Okay.
And we'll be live at the Warriors headquarters for both days. Sure. We'll learn the dibs from Thrive City starting at 2 p.m. on Wednesday. It's starting to go at 10 a.m. on Thursday at Chase Center. So NBA draft stuff around here. The Warriors will have a second round pick.
What he said there in that quote was very impactful. So because I really want to talk about the second apron and how teams are operating fiscally just around the league. And there's been two deals to me that stick out and that are indicative of just the market trends in the entire NBA. The whole Draymond got a 4-year extension for $100 million. And Clay's like, I want a comparable same amount of money. I think that's.
I think it's years.
Oh, okay, years. Fine, I think that's unfair. And the reason why I think that's unfair, and I understand his point of view, but I would say to him, like, Draymond has made less than you throughout his entire career. Like just about every single juncture, he's made less than you. And so I get wanting to equal what he's gotten, but like why couldn't Draymond have that same perspective in years prior, looking at how much Klay Thompson was made? Now we can argue, hey, Klay was worth more and he would have got more on the open market and blah 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 blah. But again, we're going back to the emotion part of things, where I keep hearing from the Klay Thompson perspective of he wants the exact same things, whether it's years or money, of what Draymond got, when the counter is like, you've made $80 million more in your career than him. And there was a time when you were maxed out and he wasn't. And so like, this goes back to like, everyone says you can't pocket watch, but yet they're constantly pocket watching each other. It feels like,
well, number one, I don't think we know what Klay Thompson wants his money. We've heard the rumors about, hey, he wants max money, but I don't think he ever said that personally. Maybe some agents floated out there.
The rhetoric.
But people are saying. But he's looking at Draymond. He said, boy, I get the 2-year offer. And it's not just Draymond. It's also Andrew Wiggins. Andrew Wiggins had gotten 3 years and a player option.
Yeah,
for
but
4 years.
26.
Yeah, no, we hear that, though. But Klay Thompson's looking like, damn, I could make the argument I was their best player in the postseason. But when it comes to his time to make a move after what transpired last season. See, what happened last season with everything with Draymond Green 2 years ago, with everything with Draymond Green and Jordan Poole, and then Wiggins missing 2 months, and then Klay Thompson getting through a season saying, boy, I made it through the season. I led the league at threes, made threes, and now people don't care because of the volume that he shot. I get it. He can make go 6 for 15, and it go 8 of 10, right? And it's skew the numbers and whatnot. But he sees that, and he said, damn, I've been a Warrior my whole life. All these guys, Poole, Wiggins, and Draymond got four-year deals. All I'm asking for is maybe two in the player option, or maybe three. We don't know.
Yeah, but if you're going to go and look at other contracts, look at your own. They maxed you out and gave you a multi-year deal when Draymond didn't get that.
That's so in the past, though.
I know, but if you're going to look at others' as contracts, well, then at other points in time, other people like Iguodala could have looked at you getting 4 and 5 year deals and him going, well, why am I getting a 2 or 3 year deal?
Well, Iguodala did stick it to the Warriors. He got 3 years and $45 million at $15 million per. So he did stick it to the Warriors. I get what you're saying.
I find it hypocritical to consistently go back to, don't pocket watch me, but pocket watch all of them.
No, he's not pocket watching. All he wants is years. It's not even about the money.
That is pocket watching.
No. Pocket years is stability.
You're a 35-year-old guard.
No, no, it's stability.
You're not a 26-year-old
stability.
Swing
Same
forward.
Thing with Paul George. He's 34 years old. He wants four years. It's not even about the money. It's 4 years. It's the years, not the money. Pocket watch. When I'm saying pocket watch, I'm looking at somebody's money. Oh, that guy makes more than me. What Klay Thompson's looking at, from what I believe, is years. Just like Paul George. Paul George won't sign. He's like, you gave Kawhi Leonard a new deal. I want those same years. And the Clippers are like, I don't want to sign you until you're 38 years old and give you a four-year deal. It's about stability and having that long-term contract. All right, we got it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.